Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Mel Phillips. He is with the Oklahoma Anthropological Society. We also have with us today Louis Dalmask, and he's working toward his master's degree at OU in anthropology with an emphasis in archaeology. And we're going to be talking about an Artifact Identification Day coming up here later this month in the Chickasha Public Library. Before we do that, let's talk about our great sponsors helping us out with our cool conversation every week, and they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems. So let's kick things off with Mel this morning. And Mel, we appreciate you being on the show, and looking forward to this great program coming up here in a couple weeks.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So you were here last year. You kind of reached out to me a little over a year ago with the Anthropological Society, and you actually traveled the state and are asking people to bring in any interesting artifacts they might have been they might have found.
Yes, indeed.
How'd you get involved in all that?
Well, I just I was sitting in a restaurant, and I just thought that's something I'd like to do. That's been my hobby for my entire life, and so that's some expertise that I have, and so I just picked a bunch of towns and said, okay, which one do I go to first? And I had the waitress tell me a number. I counted down my list to the number 7, and it was Chickasha. So I got started right there in town.
And that was a little over a year ago, and had a great turnout, but you've got an interesting collection of your own.
Well, I guess I do. I almost quit collecting because I've got more than I can store and show and enjoy. So I just enjoy other people's and let them store them.
Louis, talk about how you got interested in this particular field.
Well, I actually got interested in archaeology when I did my undergrad at OU. So I have always been into working outdoors, working with my hands, and I took a intro to archaeology course as a freshman, and I fell in love with it.
Now, I'm sure you've started a little collection. Could you give us a little description?
Well, I haven't actually.
Okay.
I let the Sam Noble Museum store sort of the stuff I find.
There you go. All righty. So you're writing your thesis right now, or in the process?
I've actually just defended my thesis last week.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so my thesis is a geoarchaeological focus. So I'm looking at soils to determine their age and see what soils date to what's basically what soils date really, really old and might have really, really old stuff in them.
Now, you were at a program recently with Mel in southeast Oklahoma?
Yes.
What'd you find there?
I think we saw a very cool Dalton Point circa 10,000 years ago.
Some of the people know what they have, and some have no idea. When you tell them it's really old like that, they're just amazed. That's the joy of doing these things. You get to tell people what they've got, and they really appreciate that a whole lot more than they did when they arrived.
Let's talk about Grady County, Mel. You said there's several hundred sites with historic and even prehistoric items out there.
That's true. I forget how many, but it's over 200 that have been recorded for Grady County. And quite a few of those are Plains Village sites that date approximately 1,000 years old. And, of course, there are some great archaic sites that are in that 6,000-year range right on up to 2,000 years old. And a rare 9 to 10,000 years old piece will show up. But our events are primarily for prehistoric artifacts, Native American. But people collect all sorts of things. And so there's kind of like the roadshow in a way because mm-hmm. they bring in meteorites and all sorts of things. You just can't believe all the things. Chickasha had a little girl bring in a bronze arrowpoint, and we don't have those in North America. And I said, where'd you get that? She said, Israel. I said, okay. This is a little, I would assume, preschool girl. And somebody had given it to her, I think, or maybe they picked it up in Israel. We were able to identify that one over the internet, 2,500 years old.
I bet she was excited.
That's why they came. They wanted her to appreciate what she had.
So I'm sure you have some great conversations, but you can make these determinations pretty much on site. Probably just takes a couple of minutes to look it up online, I guess.
Well, the truth is, it's a two-phase event because we do this all day on a Saturday, and we'll do informal identification. We'll recognize quite a few of them, and we look them up in guides that we have put together. And so they leave there knowing quite a bit more, but then we photograph everything that they bring in and transfer those pictures to the computer, and then we go back to them by email and send them a detailed point-by-point identification so they have it to keep.
Thanks for spending some time with us this weekend on our Cool Conversation. Mel Phillips and Louis Dalmas with the Oklahoma Anthropological Society on the program today. Mel, we've got a program coming up, the Chickasha Library.
We'll be there from 10 to 3 in the afternoon on Saturday, June the 28th. And we have the room right there at the entryway for the library.
Yep, community room. There's no charge for folks to bring in their items.
Free and open to the public. Anybody can come and observe and listen and learn. And of course, we want them to bring things for us to identify if they can, because that's why we're there.
Louis, what are some of the more interesting things that you have seen?
One was, and I'm sure Mel remembers this, we did one in Mel's home state of Kansas, and someone brought in a stone axe head that was significantly larger than most modern axes even. It was huge.
And what did you date that one to?
So that one's a later, circa, I'd say, 1,000-ish years ago in that range, although they've made them for a very long time. What was really surprising about that one was axes like that you tend to find further out west, like in New Mexico or in like the Oklahoma Panhandle, as opposed to that far northeast of there.
So I'm assuming just a lot of Native American artifacts are found in this region, and so that probably makes up a big portion of what you guys get to look at.
That is true, but artifacts are found everywhere, and Oklahoma has no advantage. It's more the environment, so it's Eastern Oklahoma has way more artifacts than Western Oklahoma because they get more rainfall, more game, and more water.
Yeah, it just kind of washes away, and all of a sudden, boom, there's something that sticks out that says, okay, what is that?
That happens occasionally. Yes, it does. People have artifacts, and we love it when they find them themselves, but some people bring in their inherited grandpa's found these, and we got these in the estate, and all sorts of different ways. In some case, they buy them, and we don't encourage buying and selling of artifacts. We're not avid about that, but the truth is that we don't do anything that might encourage people to destroy a site, so we kind of stay away from values. There's so many interesting things, and people come with all kinds of backgrounds. They bring in their first point they found, or maybe they've only found one or two, and they bring those in. Tell me about what I've got. And some have thousands, so it varies a great deal. People are all stages, but everyone is important, and we enjoy talking to each and every one and hear their stories.
How often do you have these programs?
Well, we try to schedule one every 3 weeks approximately. Sometimes venues aren't available, but 1 to 3 weeks is what we do. And it's arbitrary. I pick a site, we do that community, and schedule the next one.
Any other nearby identification days you might have coming up?
Don't have anything booked yet. I thought about one in Hugo, which would be probably at 4,000, but it's not booked yet, so I don't have a date on it.
Well, be sure to keep us in the loop, and you know, we'll let folks know where they can go.
Okay, appreciate that. We do have a Facebook site listing, and they advertise the events there a couple of weeks ahead.
What's the Facebook page?
The Oklahoma Anthropological Society, is that what it is, Lewis?
I believe so.
Not that everybody's going to bring a whole lot of things in, but you just want people to bring a few items?
I encourage them to hold it to 20 or less because I don't want somebody to bring in a huge collection and we get tied up and we don't get to talk to everybody that comes, you know. But so far it's been pretty good. I think Ponca City, we had one fellow bring in 500 at the end of the day, and I just told him, well, I'll take pictures and talk to you later.
Now, are you working with the Historical Society, too, the museum a little bit?
Well, not really. You know, it started as one crazy old man doing this, and Chickasaw was the first place that I decided to try it because it was an experiment, and I enjoyed it so much, and people reacted to it, so I thought, well, I'll just keep doing it until... And Chickasaw Library, I'll go ahead and tell the story. The only reason that I put the sponsored by Oklahoma Anthropological Society is the library was afraid that people would assume the library was going to be doing it, and they didn't want that responsibility. So I just called the president of the Oklahoma Anthropological Society and said, hey, in my advertisement, can I just say that it's sponsored by Oklahoma Anthropological Society? And they said, sure. So that's how that came about. It's basically me organizing and doing it, but I got a lot of good help.
What a great way to learn about history. So, Mel, we appreciate your time this morning and looking forward to seeing you when you come here the 28th. And, Lewis, good to meet you, and hope to see you if you're going to be coming to Chickasaw in a couple of weeks. That's our Cool Conversation program for this week. Representatives from the Oklahoma Anthropological Society get an Artifact Identification Day coming to the Chickasaw Public Library Saturday, June 28th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free admission, and bring all the artifacts that you've been able to find. A big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma for being with us.